Evet işte. We are taking shelter, Lord Shiva, here.
A very special devotee of Lord Krishna.
In all holy places, all where Krishna had performed significant pastimes, you see Lord Shiva there, everywhere. Vrindavan, you see Lord Shiva everywhere. He is the protector of the dam. Just like our body is a temple. Our body is a temple. And this is what Bible says. Bible says like that. The temple. This body. And Lord Krishna resides here with us. So Lord Shiva is required in all places of pilgrimage for protection. So when we see Lord Shiva, we should not see him only as a person who fulfills our material desires. He is more than that. Lord Shiva gives permission. He gives us opportunity. He gives us blessing to build up our Godhead. In the Yogpit in Navadip, you see Lord Shiva temple in the compound. So the Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written a prayer, but now they have plastered it so you don't see. The mantra is written there with the Shiva Linga. You see? Well, when you enter Yogpit, you pay obeisances to Shiva Linga behind. A pure devotee, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, arranged that. And he wrote a prayer there in Bengali. Yeah? No, it's okay. So here, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur is praying to Lord Shiva, "You are the protector of the dam." So Lord Shiva is a protector of our devotion. He stays in our heart. So we should pray to Lord Shiva to protect our devotion for Krishna, to give us devotion for Krishna. And that is required. We need the blessing of pure devotees to become successful in Krishna consciousness. So we should not see Lord Shiva as only a person who, as you say, with the ghosts and the lower beings. He is not in the mode of ignorance. He is in charge of ignorance, but he is not in the mode of ignorance. He is very merciful. Because of that, he is very kind, especially to less privileged. So he has to say with low class beings. To give association. And if someone worships Lord Shiva, ignorance, when that person is leaving the body, Lord Shiva comes and chants Hare Krishna mantra. Yes. So Lord Shiva is a great devotee, Lord Krishna. Very intimately connected. So we are taking his shelter so that he can help us to enter 2019. We need mercy to enter 2019. Many people are not going to make it to 2019. It is very close, but you see that many people will not make it. and even those who make it, we are not going to make it Krishna consciously. So we need the mercy of Shiva, so we can successfully enter 2019. We call it New Year. New Year. We don't see 2019 January 1st Green Day or Yellowish Day. It's going to be the same like this. It's the same like this. It will be the same like this. It's not going to be different. So what is making the year new is not the color. When we paint our house, it's a new. When we repaint the house, say it look new. When we renovate, when you paint your car, it looks new, like you just bought it. So that is material object. The spiritual object which is new is not the physical changes. It's the advancement of our consciousness. Our advancement of consciousness makes everything new. So for a Christian conscious person, our everyday is New Year. Because new experience, new realization, we have deeper appreciation for Christian consciousness. We have a deeper appreciation for what Krishna is doing, giving association. Just see, we're all sitting here. It is wonderful. It is wonderful to have brothers and sisters supporting each other in our Christian consciousness. It is wonderful. This is new. Say it should be new. Every day, every moment should be new. That is New Year, and that is New Day, that is New Life, that is Christian consciousness. It's a new life that our experience in 2018 will be different from our experience in 2019. Means we have more attachment for Krishna. We have more appreciation for association of devotees, for devotees. We can see that even the newest person or the lowest person in Krishna consciousness has a significant impact in our life. For those who are making advancements in Krishna consciousness, we'll see that. We are getting support from everyone. So it is new. A devotee has a new life. Everything is new. And that should be appreciated, that should be valued. Like in the company, every year they take a stock of what they have done for that year, the loss and the profit. And then they plan for the next year. This year we have 20 million profit, 20 million rupees profit. And these are the things we did to achieve this. So 2019, what are we going to do to get 40 million? A camp is a plan that every year, a plan. Devotees will have plan how we will execute our Christian consciousness. Srivapad said that we should mold our life in such a way that we remain Christian conscious 24 hours. We should mold our life. What is that? We should plan our Christian consciousness. How we are going to be different. Of course, we know that Christian consciousness is transcendental. That is true. But I don't think that all of us are transcendental. Therefore, it is necessary for us to plan our lives so that we can reach that transcendence. To reach the transcendence, to become transcendental, we need to plan. The plan will help us to see what are the things we need to do to achieve the goal. So, what people will call karmis, they have this every year without fail. What do we need to do to achieve the goal? In 2019, I want to increase my reading. Hare Krishna devotees are not reading. They don't read. 1.7% of Hare Krishna devotees read. 1.7.
Is that the first mark?
Just 1.7 Hare Krishna world doesn't read. How many of us read every day? I want to see. Read every day. Every day I read.
1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Every day I read, every day I want to see. I read every day. Don't, you're not, you should know that all of us have super soul. We all have super soul who sees us. So please, how many of us read every day? Thank you. It is compulsory for all of us to read every day. It is compulsory. We should read. Next year, Her Grace Sakya Brother Mataji is making arranging for the seminar about reading. Very important. That's for next year, 2019. If my body is alive till then. Otherwise, someone is in the lab will conduct the seminar for you. It is very important. We should read every day. A few days ago, there was a question about fanatics. Fanatics are those who do not read. They don't know what the organization is teaching. They belong to the organization, they are following the standard. They don't know anything. What is the goal of this organization? They don't know. But they are just there. And what is the duty? To create confusion. That's all. Fanatics. And you see them in all organizations. Or any organization you go, you will see them. You see those who are, they say, esoteric and exoteric. The internal and external devotees or followers, they always fight. Always. Because they don't know anything. They don't know anything. They are just there. See, if we don't read our scriptures, we are idol worshippers. Those who are not reading. You are idol worshippers. Everything goes for you. Everything goes. If you don't read, you will not understand what is Krishna consciousness. Even for someone who is literate, cannot read, it is not a disqualification. We can hear. We can get somebody to read for us. We will hear. At least we have the ear. Chaitanya who told us the importance, he showed the importance of reading. Not just taking the book and look at the alphabet and or look at the beautiful way the speaker has ornamented his or her language. They call it metaphor. That is not reading. is different. Is to connect with the person or the persons. And we are very, very fortunate that when you take Srila Prabhupada's purport, how many personalities do you find in Srila Prabhupada's purport? How many personalities do you find? Many. Many. Not only many personalities. Many personalities means many realizations are put in one place. Many different realizations of great devotees are put in one place. You just get all in one place. That means that you have association of great personalities if you read Prabhupada's book. That you get. So it's very, very important to read our scriptures. We will get a clear understanding of what Krishna consciousness is. And many devotees think that we know what is Krishna consciousness, but I doubt. I seriously doubt. How many of all the members or those who are practicing Krishna consciousness, how many of us really know Krishna? Difficult. For one who really knows Krishna, the life will be different, completely different. Different. The amount of absorption in Krishna consciousness will be different. The amount of clarity of what the person does will be different. The amount of attachment will have and appreciation for Krishna consciousness is very, very deep. For this, we need to hear. We need to read. To read our scriptures very scrutinizingly, proper sense. Reading. And hearing properly. We can prepare our life. So we are entering the 2019. It is very, very important for us to plan how are we going to practice our Krishna consciousness. We should plan it. The weaknesses we have for this year, we should plan how to overcome it next year. Without planning, we can't achieve anything. If you want to be successful in anything, we need to plan. How to plan has executed. So we can do a stock taking. What did I do this year? And what do I want to do next year? Yes, we know Krishna is the supreme authority and he sanctioned everything. But we should also know that although Krishna is the supreme authority, he does not impose anything on anyone. He doesn't impose anything. It is what we plan and Krishna will sanction. He gives us the blessing, the strength to execute it. He will plan what is mercy by his mercy. So it's very important we should plan. Not just floating. Floating, see this water is running there. If you throw a football there, what happens? Huh? It just floats. Right? That is floating. If you throw a stone inside, what happens? It goes inside. Why? It has weight. It has weight. So it will go down the water. It will not float. We should not float. In Nectar of Devotion, Rupa Goswami, he said, in the ocean, the fish on the surface of the water, when the fisherman threw the net, what happened? But the fishes which are deep down the bottom of the ocean, will the net get there? No. What is the meaning? What is this? Rupa Goswami said like this, but what is he saying? What did Rupa Goswami say? Yes? Should die deep. What is that? Is it that? Net of devotion? Yes. So Rupa Goswami is our charity. What he said? If you are floating, your net comes. It's finished. But if you are deep down the bottom of the ocean, the net will never get there. Never. It will never get there. You see, that is the position of the devotees. The devotees are deep down the ocean. The impersonalists, personally, they are floating down on the surface. So devotees are different. If you go deep down, because you have weight. What is what? Devotion for Krishna. That is the weight. You cannot carry the Supreme Person of God, who is the form of the universe, and be light. Okay, you will like be heavy, right? Be heavy. So devotees are heavy because they carry the heaviest personalities in the heart. That is bhakti. For us to get to that point, we need to read. So read our scriptures. So we have to plan. So plan our lives in Krishna consciousness. Today is the last Friday for this year. The last Friday for this year. Huh? Oh, last Saturday for this year. The last Saturday. You won't get Saturday again in 2018. The next Saturday will be 2019. So we should pray to Lord Shiva. Let me successfully enter 2019 in a Krishna conscious way. Let the next year be a year of improvement in Krishna consciousness, a year of more advancement in Krishna consciousness, the year I will appreciate my Krishna consciousness more and appreciate and value the devotees around me, a year I should go deeper into everything they have to do in Krishna consciousness. To do them meaningfully. This material world, Lord Krishna, who gave us this place, already told us that this place is temporal and very sweet. It is temporal and miserable. Can anyone here has power to change it? Anyone here? Politicians can do that, can change it? Huh? Or scientists, they can change it? The philosophers, can they change it? They cannot. No one can change it because the Supreme Lord has made it. No one can change it. So devotees, we shouldn't be surprised to see dualities or difficulties. We shouldn't. We should not be surprised. We shouldn't. Neither should we become an instrument of Maya. We should not. We shouldn't become an instrument of Maya, and we should not become disturbed by Maya. We should not. We should use what is available. That's advancement in Krishna consciousness. All of our situation, whatever it is, either it is sweet situation or not sweet, whatever it is situation, any devotee is having, use that to make advancement in Krishna consciousness. That is fortune. Use whatever is our situation to make advancement in Krishna consciousness. That is transcendence. Transcendence means that whatever is happening, our faith in Krishna, our devotion in Krishna, our appreciation of Krishna does not go down. It goes up. So we use every situation to make advancement in Krishna consciousness. That is transcendence. Beyond this, it is illusion. Illusion. Any situation which pushes us down, it cannot be transcendence. And we are not transcendental. So we should not claim transcendental. We should work for it. We should work for transcendence. To work for it, we need to plan. We should plan how we are going to achieve that. And always be conscious of our situation so we can beg. We can beg. We don't just come here. We came here so we can beg Lord Shiva. Beg Mahadev. Please. Your wife is Durga. The superintendent of prison. Please tell her to release us from this so we can have better chance to serve Lord Krishna. See, he is. He hears. Lord Shiva is very merciful, very, very kind. Especially to devotees. Lord Shiva lies at the devotees' associations. When he sees the trying in Krishna consciousness, he helps. If he prays, he helps. Very sweet devotee to help our Krishna consciousness. So we can transcend the troublesome material world. It is illusion to try to make this material world better. That is ignorance. So Prabhupada says, because people don't understand what is spiritual life, what is transcendental world, therefore they are making arrangement to make this place better. It's due to ignorance of the spiritual world. If we knew what is the spiritual world and here, we will not waste our time here for sending the vacation. We will work out our way to go back home, back to Godhead. Where everything is what? Chantamani prakara sadmasu kalpa vriksha. Laksa vritishu sarabhida api palayantam. Lakshmi shahasra shata sambrama. Sevya manan. Govindamadi purushantam mahamadam. In the spiritual world, the Brahma said the devotees, they serve Lord Krishna with affection, not with grudge. They serve Lord Krishna with affection. What they use in serving Lord Krishna is affection. Yeah, in the material world, our service is not with affection, it's with grudge, with pride, with it's contaminated by lust or greed or envy or pride. Everything until a soul is completely perfect, everything we do is contaminated with the mood of nature. But in the spiritual world, everything is done with affection. A look is with affection. Just to look at it with affection. Smile, everything is with affection. All blessings, everything is with affection. Deep affection, that is what constitutes the spiritual world. not dry. So trying to make this place better is a deep ignorance. And we cannot make it. Nobody has ever made it anyway. You know the way. So we should not just do routine devotional service. Routine devotional service. It's not transcendence. Routine. Just falling, floating. That's routine. We should live a very significant Krishna conscious life. That very word.
So we want to see
all of us, want to see all of us upgraded in our Krishna consciousness. Want to see all of us being upgraded. Want to see. Want to see next year is Gesuna Life Prabhu Sanyas Kalindanda. Want to see that. Yeah. Promotion. Yeah, advancement. Want to see one of you being happy in your Krishna consciousness. All happy. To be happy, we have to pull each other, carry each other all around. Yes. Togetherness. That's Krishna consciousness. Then Krishna, look, oh, see, just see how he's just working so hard for me. Just see, he's working so hard for me. Let me help him or her. Let me help her. I want to see all of us being upgraded in our Krishna consciousness. And to do that, we have to plan our Krishna consciousness. We should plan it very nicely. What do we need to do to achieve this? Reduce the demands of our body and increase our spiritual demand. That's what we should do. Reduce the demands of the body and increase the demands of spiritual. Spiritual demand. We want to see all of us doing this. Very happy. Happy. So we can dance more. See that? Yes. More kirtan. Yes, want to dance. Why not? Because you're happy, so you dance. So dance, even if your body is old. Shake it. Wherever you sit, just sit down there and shake the body. Yes. Okay, so just see. Yeah, see, it's appreciating advancement in Krishna. I want to see that. All right. Comments?
Questions? Yes, sir.
You can speak loud, question. We have many microphones here. Yes.
Yesterday there was a question Sukadeva Prabhu mentioned about sometimes we want to keep some vow but due to weakness we cannot keep it. But my question would be what is the actual cause for if we take vow this year for next year, and what would be the natural cause for observing the vow so that we can maintain it so that for the pleasure of the Krishna.
We have experienced that many a times we take vows but we don't keep it. But now we still want to make vows for 2019. So what should we do to maintain that? That is the worst question. Thank you. In the Vaishnava Thakura song by Sri Bhaktivinoda Thakur, there's a footnote. Very wonderful technologies he gave there. Very wonderful. He gave six 18 technologies for that song. You see? No. It is there. This is a footnote. So Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur he mentioned one of the positive technologies we should do, strong desire to attain pure love of Godhead. Strong desire to attain pure love of Godhead. We should have strong desire to attain pure love of Godhead. So if our desire is strong, we will maintain the world. Just like a person who is determined, you will never see any obstacles on the part of anything we want to do. Everything will be easy. Strong desire to attain pure love for God, to attain the goal of Krishna consciousness. We should maintain this. We should try to maintain, to have this strong desire. If we have a strong desire to become successful in Krishna consciousness, to attain the goal of life, we will maintain the vow. Second, I started our discussion here by saying we should pray to Lord Shiva. Let us pray to Lord Shiva. We should beg, please help me to become better in my Krishna consciousness next year. I want to be better next year than this year. And all the obstacles, all the weaknesses that I have, please help to strengthen me. You should pray. One other thing I see with Hare Krishna devotees, we are not prayerful. All the powerful nine process of bhakti, what is prayer? But we don't do that. Prayer. You should pray. There is none of our acharya you see that doesn't pray. No. All of our acharya. Srila Prabhupada didn't pray in America. Oh, Krishna, how will these people understand my language? How? If we have brought me here to dance, please make me dance. What is that? It's prayer. He went there purposely. He knows what he wants to do there, but to teach us the process of success, he prayed all our acharyas. Oh. Prayer. We're not prayerful, we're not begging Krishna enough. We have so many devotees who does not pray, and we have so many devotees who prayed. Depending on the level of our advancement of consciousness or the situation. So we should have a strong desire to attain the goal of life, Krishna consciousness. We should pray. Beg Krishna, we should beg Lord Shiva, we should beg your spiritual master, please help me to become a good devotee. Number three, we should be very attentive. We should be conscious of what is around. We should be conscious of that. We should be conscious of the environment. What is happening? Yesterday we mentioned that there are 33 million demigods. When you take a vow, they have already had. But we are not aware. So we are not prepared. We should know. The sun is there. Leave the sun. You can see forward. That's why be conscious of what is happening. For us to be conscious of what is happening, then we need to appreciate Krishna. we are not getting as much as we're supposed to get because of we lack appreciation. We're not appreciating what's available. Appreciation. We should try to appreciate Krishna. Appreciate the spiritual master's causeless mercy. We should appreciate all the devotees around us. All devotees around us should appreciate it. If we want to have strength to move forward in this movement, in this Christian consciousness, we need mercy. We need mercy. And we can't get the mercy if we don't have appreciation for what is being given to us. Everything we need is available, but we wouldn't be able to see it if we don't have appreciation. Some years ago, one Christian organization, they were having difficulties. They were having difficulties in their community. So, fortunately, because God is always available for everybody, everything we need is always available for us. It's just because we don't appreciate it. Have problem. Appreciation. So this spiritual community were having difficulties and they were wondering where and when the Messiah come. Where will their Savior come? When? Where? Who? Who Krishna is going to send? And what time Krishna is going to send somebody to come and deliver us from this dilemma? They were praying and talking. So fortunately for them, because there is always a solution to all problems. Always. If we appreciate you. So what experience senior member of the organization, he told him, I've got sitting here, so he said, my dear, brothers and sisters, let me tell you, we are all aware of the difficulties we have in our community. And we are also praying seriously, begging the Lord to help us. Let me tell you, the Lord has already made the arrangement, and that arrangement is within all of us. The person we're going to deliver is among us here. You know
the person?
It's among us here. Do you know the person? Do we know? All of them, no, I don't know any one of us, I don't know. He said, therefore, be careful with each other, be careful with everyone here. From now onward, I'm begging you, please, be careful with everybody. Everybody. From that moment, all of them became very careful. And that was the end of the problem. The Messiah resolved the problem. But they didn't see that. They didn't see that. Who are you? Who are you? I know you very well. Who are you? Who are you? Therefore, the energy tightened the environment. The energy. What everyone thinks is a person and has effect in the whole environment. When that mindset changed, everybody started appreciating each other, thinking, oh, the problem disappeared. Everybody was happy and satisfied. So let us be appreciative. We should be prayerful. We should. What was the first one I said? We have strong desire to attain the goal. Strong desire, determination to attain the goal. We will be successful in keeping the vows. The last thing I will mention is that the vows we are taking, the motivation should not be, let me become the greatest devotee and show everybody my power. No. Should not be. There shouldn't be any pride behind our vows. If there is any pride, we won't succeed. Only 2 days you keep it. I will forget. Any other questions? Only two. Okay. For the last Saturday, it's two. Lord Shiva is the greatest devotee. We should beg him to give us strength to be successful in Krishna consciousness. Bhaktivinoda Thakur prayed to Lord Shiva that this is my same Govinda which I worship and is being worshipped in this way. I bow down to him. Yes. How do we see devotees of Krishna minimizing the worshippers of Lord Shiva and other demigods? Yeah, we're supposed to be humble by nature. So is this humility when we think like this? It is an offense to blaspheme Lord Shiva. It's an offense. So this is a particular Ekadasi to observe, to free oneself. One who blasphemes Lord Shiva, blasphemes Krishna. So serious that we have to purify ourselves by observing Ekadasi, or that we will go to hell. A devotee, we offer respect to all, not worship. Not all. Don't worship all. We respect all. We offer respect to all, but not worship. Only Krishna we worship. That's for devotee. So, if we have to respect all, then we should appreciate Lord Shiva. Even if it is only demigods, we respect them. They are assisting Lord Krishna. We don't worship them, but we respect them. We don't worship them, we don't blaspheme them. So, renunciation does not mean hatred. Is different from hatred. So we don't worship demigod doesn't mean we should hate them, we should blaspheme them. No.
we should respect them. And when we see people worshiping Lord Shiva, we should know, or Durga or Demiurge, we should know that they are less intelligent according to the scripture. They are less intelligent. So we pray for them to be elevated in their practice, we can come to Krishna consciousness. Not to condemn them, but to get elevated. We can do that. When we help someone in a very condescending way, we have destroyed that person instead of helping the person. By helping someone, you need my mercy. You are so useless. Need my mercy. Come here. Let me help you. We destroy that person more than helping the person. It's no more help. There is sun there. Nice place. Surya is telling to come closer, but you. So most of the thing we don't know how destructive it is when we don't look at it properly. And we may think that we are helping, actually we are destroying. We are destroying the person. Destroying the person. Help is different. Help is to elevate a person. But not with pride. Not with ego. With mercy, with compassion. And that is what Lord Shiva is. He delivers people. Yes, Labhadra teaching is very, very high. And he lives like that. If one follows his teaching, he will never have any difficulty with anybody or with any religion. He said, why are you disturbed seeing you are Krishna worshiping this way? If everyone had this mood, you wouldn't have any difficulty with any religion. We simply understand that they are on the way. They have not gotten to where we are, but they are on the way. Because their consciousness is so low, they are on that level. But it is your Christian that we should appreciate them. At least they have identified that there is somebody superior that we should offer business to. That is something better than him personally. Yes, demigod worshippers are better than impersonalists. So we show respect. Show appreciation for people who are trying to wake up from the animal platform. From animal platform, we can raise our standard to human platform. And even when we come to human platform, there's still so many grades of levels of consciousness. Right?
Any comments, questions from here? Yes.
What should devotees do on Shivaratri day? I used to be in Mayapur by then, every February. And we go to Jagannath Temple, Raipur Temple, Jagannath Temple in Raipur. There we will worship Lord Shiva, Shivalinga. We worship. We do Abhishekam for Lord Shiva, Shivalinga. Under the Kalpavriksha tree, that tree, not here. In Mayapur, I'm pointing Mayapur. In Mayapur, there's a big Shiva Linga under the tree. And that tree is Kalpavriksha tree. So on the Shiva that tree there, bring the stone out on the stage. So every day we do Abhishekam and big worship every Shivaratri day. And many Sindha devotees come. This year we have his Holiness Bhakti Chan Maharaj, Pralananda Swami Maharaj, his Holiness Bhakti Vinakshana Singha Maharaj, we have his Holiness Chandramali Swami Maharaj, we have some other senior devotees, and I was there. Every year I go there. So we serve, massage the stone and do abhishekam and speak. This year I spoke about Nandi. Nandi, you see there? This year I spoke about Nandi. Different sannyasi, they spoke about, I'm not sure, different thing, but I spoke about Nandi. Every year I speak different. It's different person of Lord Shiva, but this year is Nandi I spoke about. So this is what we do on the Shivara 3 day. Hansa Bahan is in Navadi Udra side, but Raipur Jagannath Temple. In Jagannath Temple is Shivalinga, the big stone. Big stone is there. That way we bring that out to the stage. Yes. And we take him out from the banyan tree to the stage. Then kirtans and pravachan, so many senior devotees come and speak. So they always invite me every year, so I used to go. So we do that. Big abhishekam, big program. Now offer him a nice prasad. So we feast on
do and don't.
The things you should do and things you should not do. Okay. In Krishna consciousness, yeah, we have many things you shouldn't do. We don't worship demigods. We don't worship demigods. But we respect demigods. That we do. We respect. But we don't worship. We do respect. So we have the do's and the don'ts. As devotees, we already have all the our rules and regulations which we follow. There are already many. We should chance to on every day, that we should do, and avoid sin congregation. That is there. So this we already have the rule. Sin congregation should be avoided. The things which are not helping our Christian consciousness, anything which does not help our Christian consciousness, we don't do it. The things which will help our Christian consciousness improve, we do. So we can look at those things. For example, chanting the Sera and keeping the good temple, they help us. So we do them. We read our scriptures, is good. We chant the Krishna, is good. We have good association, is good. Bad association is no good. So we give up bad association. So there's so many things we can do and things we cannot do. Association which is not helping our Krishna consciousness, we don't keep. Even if you look nice, we don't keep. But association quiz is good. Even if you don't like it, but because it's helping our Krishna consciousness, we accept. So that becomes austerity. And austerity is meant for purification. So the Bhagavad Gita says we should not avoid. We should not give up austerity, penance, and charity. We should not give them up. Because they purify even sages. So we do them. We don't engage in prajalpa, but we talk about Krishna. Talk. So Prabhupada said, if you speak about Krishna 24 hours, that is silent. And if you talk nonsense, that is prajalpa. Very destructive. In so many ways. We don't make offenses to anyone, and everything. We have respect.
All right?
Yes, sir.
You mentioned that we should not do routine in devotional service. We should not do routine in devotional
service. Routine devotional service. What is routine devotional service? Like you have five ornaments for a deity. Say your deity, your temple is not so rich, and you have only five ornaments, jewels for the deity. So if you go every day, put the same thing. That is routine. You don't make advancement. If you go there today, you put it longer. Tomorrow, you put it up here. You change everything. It is devotional service. It's not routine. The same five ornament you have, but you are thinking how to improvise. That is Krishna consciousness. You will not be complaining, oh, we don't have these facilities. Don't complain, I don't have this facility. We want to use exactly what we have, and from there you grow. Routine. If a devotee is chanting 16 rounds, and it is the same thing, we're not going to change the Hare Krishna mantra. We're not going to have a Magadhati by 8 o'clock or 2 o'clock in the afternoon. It's the same 4:30 we're going to do every day. But if we are not experiencing new thing every day, that is routine. And it cannot be transcendent. We get bored. When we say something is boring, it means that we are not getting some rasa. There is no rasa in time. Anything which is boring, it means that no rasa, there is no taste, no juice. And the emotional service is juicy. It's food, sweet. So how we do it matters a lot. Srila Prabhupada used the word, devise many ways to present Krishna consciousness, to expand Krishna consciousness. What is that? Not routine. The same thing, but we are finding different ways, different. Not speculation. It's different from speculation. That's Krishna consciousness. Every day we should be eager for Mangalarati. Yeah, eager for Mangalarati. That is advancement. We're not eager. You say, oh, I don't have Mangalarati this morning. How I wish today we don't have Mangalarati. A routine. We don't make an advancement. We don't want someone to remind us about it. Wake up, Mangalarati again this morning. Oh, why Prabhupada do this thing? They are making once a month. If it's once a month, we make advancement. That's routine. It means there is no juice. You're not getting anything from it. That's routine. When every day, great, another day for. I'm going to sing. I want to sing like this. I want to keep my mood this way. This is what we think in the morning. Go for Mangalarati. That's Krishna consciousness. And it's sweet. You don't feel tired about it. All right? Last one? Okay, last one. Reading. Yes. We are not reading to become scholars. That is not. We are not reading to become a pundit to travel all over the world and defeat other pundits and become a Digby Jai. That is not. We want to understand what we are doing so we can do it better. Want to have intimate association with Krishna, want to go closer to Krishna, want to hear, if to become intimately united with the person, not to know, you need to know that person better than what you have known about the person before. So Krishna spoke the 10th chapter of Bhagavad Gita for that purpose, to increase Arjuna's love for him, his knowledge for him. He spoke the Bhagavad Gita, chapter 10 Bhagavad Gita. Increase Arjuna's appreciation for Krishna, Arjuna's interest for Krishna. Oh, so my friend is like this. That's great. This is wonderful. Oh, I didn't know like this before. Arjuna's relationship with Krishna increased. This is knowledge. Not that, now I'm so great. That is not. So we should read so we can understand what we're doing properly. And that will help us to do it better and for better results. So, Prabhupada ki jai.